leader!
Order, order.
With the Prime Minister John Key in Malaysia for this year's APEC summit, it fell upon his deputy, Bill English, to step up on his behalf to defend the government against allegations of corruption levelled at him by Labour leader Andrew Little.
What steps will he now take to address the widespread and growing perception amongst New Zealanders that his government is just corrupt?
That assertion from Mr Little was battered off by the acting Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, it's simply not true. This government is more open and more transparent than any previous government.
The allegations stemmed from a number of earlier questions from Andrew Little, including one on whether the Prime Minister had full confidence in his Minister for Building and Housing.
Given he used ministry funds to host meetings designed to promote Parmjeet Palmer's candidacy in a possible by-election.
Order, order. The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, that is absolutely ridiculous. The government makes...
Order.
Mr English said the meetings were intended to promote the government's housing policy.
And of course local MPs are turning up to promote the policy. We can't help it if Labor is worried that Labor would lose a by-election in Mount Roskill.
Supplementary.
Order. Order.
Mr Little then referred back to his earlier primary question, which had asked if the Prime Minister had confidence in all his ministers.
Why does he have confidence in the Minister of Education when her officials intervened to change a damning independent report on education for toddlers and babies from the Education Review Office?
The acting Prime Minister said he stood by the Education Minister.
Of course, his confidence in the Minister of Education, who has done more than most ministers of education, and the members' other allegations are just wrong.
There was also this question from Mr Little.
Why are New Zealand taxpayers funding secret research reports for the private benefit of Saudi sheikhs?
And that was one question Bill English couldn't answer.
Mr Speaker, I don't know what the member's referring to.
So there's a whole pattern here, isn't there?
And Mr Little's allegations of corruption may have been encouraged by this week being Fraud Awareness Week, which was also referred to in a later question about the upcoming flag referendum. The question to Bill English from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Can he explain to New Zealanders why there is no silver fern in any of the alternative flag options, or is this deliberate deception given this is Fraud Awareness Week?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, I don't want to oversimplify the explanation, but the reason there's no silver fern in the alternative flag options is because there is no silver fern in the alternative flag options.
Bill English there, and opposition criticism of the government's funding of a sheep farm in the Saudi Arabian desert reared its head again in questions to the Economic Development Minister from Labour's David Parker.
Given that his government was warned that flying heavily pregnant sheep to a farm in the hot desert was risky, why did he allow his government department to proceed with and fund this ludicrous plan?
The Honourable Nathan Guy.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, this is about a food security partnership and an agri-hub to showcase New Zealand technology. And it's a prudent long-term investment that this government has decided to make.
And David Parker also sought the Minister's opinion on the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment's reported hireage of fake sheep for a Christmas party.
Given the Minister's recent experience with inflatable sheep, did he consider using them because they might have a better survival rate?
The Honourable Nathan Guy.
On behalf of the Minister, what we have seen this week is Labor's books are in a tatty shape and they are very underdeflated.
And earlier in the day, Sport and Recreation Minister Jonathan Coleman led the House in paying tribute to the late former All Black, Jonah Lomu.
No one will ever forget his performance at Cape Town in the semi-final of the World Cup in 1995, when to the great delight of all New Zealanders, he scored four tries against the English, ran right over the top of them, and asserted our primacy at the top of the rugby world, at least for a week.
Jonathan Coleman. The House continues to sit under urgency to progress all stages of the Social Security Commencement of Benefits Amendment Bill, having completed the Returning Offenders Management and Information Bill through all stages earlier in the day. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.